Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, getting an update from Kraken Energy following up on that intro interview that I had back in the middle of March, where I went through more of a broad overview on the company, the projects that the company holds for high-grade uranium projects in Nevada and Utah, and also outlined a drill program that kicked off in March, where we have some of the early on results here from that Hart's Point property in Utah. I am chatting right now with Matt Schwab, CEO of Kraken Energy. Kraken is traded on the CSE under the symbol UUSA, on the OTCQB under the symbol UUSAF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol F2C. Now, Matt, there were two holes drilled at Hart's Point here. It was really just to confirm mineralization. These were twinnings of holes from past drilling. Before we get into the actual early on results here, just remind everybody the strategy here, why you only drilled two holes to start off at Hart's Point.
Hello again, Corey. Thanks a lot for having me back today. Well, as you just mentioned, we kicked off our maiden drilling program in early March. We wrapped that up under budget in a matter of weeks, and we had very encouraging results. To start off, as you said, though, I think I'd like to outline a few educational points, which I think should make everybody understand a little bit more the significance of the progress on our property. So firstly, this property is operated by Kraken Energy through an option agreement. So our initial goal was really to confirm the exploration thesis before spending a pile of money unnecessarily. The exploration thesis around Hart's Point is relatively unproven, but shows a lot of promise. Essentially, what we're doing is looking for radiometric spikes in historic oil wells, as you said, where they use that data typically to differentiate sedimentary formation tops. What we're doing, though, is comparing that data to known surrounding deposits, trying to match up formations of interest. And in this case, we're considering Hart's Point to be a geological analog to Lisbon Valley, which produced 81 million pounds of uranium at an average grade of 0.3% U3O8, only 30 kilometers away. Now, importantly, the production at Lisbon Valley came from the Mossback member of the Shinley Formation, which ranges in thickness at that deposit from only inches up to 50 feet thick. But also of importance is that laterally, the Mossback can change from only inches to tens of feet thick within a matter of feet side to side. So in our maiden drilling program, Kraken drilled two exploratory holes to start, twinning those historic oil wells on the property, targeting the Mossback member of that Shinley formation at roughly 1,300 feet or 400 meters depth. What we intersected was 25.6 feet and 36.4 feet of elevated radioactivity in both of the initial drill holes within the Shinley formation. So I am very pleased that we were able to intersect radioactivity, presumably from uranium mineralization weighting assays, across a 5 kilometer strike length on a project that has never before historically been explored for uranium. I think that is a huge step forward and definitely justifies financing a follow-up drilling program on the property. But as one final point, though, on that front, Lisbon Valley was discovered in a 7-drill hole program over a strike length of only 1.5 kilometers. On that program, 4 of those 7 holes missed. So if you compare that to hitting on 2 holes over a distance of 5 kilometers, personally, I would say that we're doing pretty well so far.
So Matt, what does this mean for follow-up work then? We can talk all we want about some of these downhole probe readings, but you outlined it there. You think it does warrant follow-up. You're happy to have hit in both of these holes. If it can be very kind of variable in terms of where you drill, where the radioactivity, where the uranium is, how do you go about following up here? When do you go about following up?
Well, immediately our focus is going to be shifting back to Apex, our flagship in Nevada, but we do have plans to come back to this property in 2024. Looking at, what that means in the scope of it, just another educational point. The next step at Lisbon Valley was for Rio Algum to go back and drill 175 drill holes before they knew there was a deposit. We already know there's promise there, and no, I'm not going to try and finance 175 drill holes, but we are going through the permitting process right now for 10 follow-up drill holes on the property. To follow up on those results and see if we can't build out from there, knowing that, again, that Mossback member of the Shinley does move side to side. It's a winding river channel. But once we know where the radioactivity is, it should be rather easy to follow up on.
Now, just remind everybody about that earn-in agreement that you have, an option to earn into 75%. Where does the company stand? What's the timeline on this?
So the initial earn-in for the project is this two-stage earn-in. The first one being a spend of 1.5 million US over 18 months for 65% ownership. I won't get into how much has been spent because it hasn't been disclosed yet, but we do have 13 months from today, more or less, to spend the remaining portion which wasn't eaten up in that initial drilling program. So we're in really good shape so far.
All right, let's talk about the move back to Apex then. As you said, that's more the flagship, more the focus for the company. That is in Nevada. This is 100% owned by Kraken Energy. You also outlined that this was responsible for over 50% of Nevada's all-time uranium output. Look, the last time we talked, you were in the middle of this permitting process, a longer permitting process here. What updates can you give us on the move to Apex and exploration starting there?
Well, Apex has always been a very exciting property. You know, we've got surface samples up to 6% U3O8, that average historic mining grade up to 0.25% U3O8, bulk samples over 0.7% U3O8, including the silver grades, the gold grades, etc. Always been a huge point of excitement for the company. After 2 years of going through that permitting process with the U.S. Forest Service, we finally have line of sight. We've been given verbal updates and confirmation that if everything goes well, we could be breaking ground by August 1st of this year. So we're really looking forward to that. Our team is exciting, making sure that our drill holes are placed as best as humanly possible as we get out there and kick off that maiden drilling program on the U.S. Forest Service portion of Apex, which people have been waiting for a long time now.
Now, when will we get more information on the size of that program, when it will actually start, and maybe more definition of the targets?
So right now, the targets are based right over the historic Apex mine, where there is a non-compliant resource on the property right now, back from the 1950s. We're really looking to start off by confirming some of the grades underground. The mineralization on that property starts at surface, or near surface at very worst. So it's really exciting to be moving towards that, where we're not having to drill to 400 meters depth. Initially speaking, we're looking for anywhere from 15 to 25 holes on the property, still confirming that with the U.S. Forest Service. So it'll be a pretty short program, maybe a couple of months of drilling to kick things off. But the good thing is, once we have that permit in place, we have 365 days to drill that portion of the property before we have to look forward to something else.
Let's talk a little bit more about the uranium market then, because look, some of the momentum, a lot of the momentum in some of the stocks has faded here. It was on a lot of people's radar as we turn the calendar into 2024, but seems like some investors now have gotten a little distracted by some of the other commodities and the runs in those prices. But in all fairness, the uranium prices continued to do very well. So, what can you tell us about the investor attitude out there when it comes to an earlier stage exploration play like Kraken Energy?
You know, over the past 10 months, I've heard a lot of people make the statement that if you are not already in the uranium game, you've missed the boat. And I disagree entirely. As most people who've been around the commodity for a while understand, the majors always take off first, then the mid caps, and the small caps and micro caps are always the last one to the party. And I think that's kind of the situation right now, where it's finally getting to the point where the commodity price has risen. It's taken its little fall back. Now it's on the way back up again, back over $90. Things are looking great. If you're looking long term, looking at production currently, the biggest producers are having issues right now. You know, Kazakhstan has announced multiple times that they might be able to not be able to meet their current production contracts. Now they've got flooding issues. Looking at mines that are coming into play in the coming years, we're seeing delays at Arrow right now, rising costs and permitting delays. So there's a lot of factors in play, but I think the uranium market is in a great space right now. And if you think you've missed the boat, then start looking at microcaps, because there's a lot of movement to be made in those spaces, and I think it's a great time to be looking.
So what can you as a company do then to draw more attention in? Because you look at the stock chart here, and unfortunately, it's kept on fading after a little bit of a bump in March here. You have a tight share structure, but that just means that the market cap now trending right around the maybe $5 to $6 million range. What else can you do as a company to drive some more interest and drive the share price higher?
You know what? The entire time I've been with the company, I've never lost focus or faith in the projects that we have. I think they're amazing assets. But really, what we need is to get out to that flagship that people were promised we'd be drilling 2 years ago under previous management and really start generating some numbers from that. That, I think, is one of the biggest factors that people have been waiting for. It's been a struggle to get to that point, but now I can say that it's a huge weight being lifted off my shoulders that I can actually come out and say that we do have line of sight on drilling that property this year. And once we get those results moving, I think people will react a whole lot differently and start to take advantage of the scenario. So,
What kind of cash does the company have then to undertake that drill program when you do get those permits?
we've got roughly 2 million in the treasury right now. It's a bit leaner than I would like it to be, but that does fully finance us for our next round of exploration and then a bit more. So we're all right at the moment, looking forward to moving forward with Apex, as I said. And you know what? We fine-tuned our drilling processes now, to the point that we came in 30% under budget on the last program. I think that bodes very well for moving into Apex, and we're in a good situation to do so.
All right, Matt, I think that brings us up to speed here. I will post a link to the Kraken Energy website. Please, everyone listening, send me any questions you have for Matt regarding any of the projects in the company's portfolio. Happy to get those addressed for you. And I will also follow up with Matt when we get some more information on that drill program at the Apex Uranium Project. Matt, thank you very much for this update. Appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Look forward to the next time.